Good evening. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, November the 4th, 2020. And this is Diaspora Live Talk Forum. My name is Jonga Kandemirin.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we are looking at the United States elections where there is no clear winner at the moment between President Donald Trump of the Republican Party and Mr. Joe Biden of the Democratic Party, although Mr. Biden is leading at the moment.
Yes, it's that time of the year when Americans go to the elections, and like my colleague has just said, the results so far are not yet clear because most of the votes, or more than 100 million, had been cast before the start of the election itself, which is unprecedented.
Wangu wadio watereri nasi tirukusanga na mchurongo chedu che Diaspora Forum. Patiruku tarisa nezunoetika kunze kwenyika nasi takanangana nisarudzo zemwa Amerika. Ukotiruku wana maziso ewa kawanda pasirose aruku tarisa paneru chabuda msarudzo. Iye mchunga miru wenyika paruku kikizanwa. Mchunga miru wenyika varipachi garo wa Donald Trump wachimirira batore Republican Party. Na wa Joe Biden varikumirira bato ririkupikisa re Democratic Party. Parizvino hapana anzi achahwina musarudzo iyoyi, asi zviri kurakidza hazvo parizvino kuti va Biden vakatungamira kuma Electoral College kana kuti zvigaro zvaverengwa parizvino, asi tisakanganwa kuti kuverengwa kwemavhoti kuchiri pakati, kuchiri kuenderera. Ndonyaya yatoda kuti kurukure parizvino. Chris Kuluma.
Yebo Jonga, siyalamukela balaleli kuhlelo lwethu lwe Diaspora Forum Live Talk. Lamhlanje ke njengoba kulilanga elikhulu ngapha kwele Melika, sikhangela ke ukhetho lwe Melika oluqutsho izolo. Kodwa ke siyazi ubana imithetho yokuvota eyokhetho kwele Melika yehlukene ngezigaba esingathi ngama state. Amanye aqale kunyanga ezimbili esezedlule ukuthi abantu benelise ukuvota. Abanye njalo iningi abayanga kuyavota izolo bahle bavota ngeposo ngoba besesaba ukuya emzileni yokuvota ngenxa yegciwane le-coronavirus. Yiko ke esiza kukhangela sinxusile ke abazasiphathisa ekuxoxeni lapha ngodaba lonalolo.
Kune izimbo kana mtunu anganzi asati aziswa kuti ndiani akunda anganzi muchirungu maswing states ndedzimwe dzenzvimbo dzinonzi dzinogaronetsa musarudzo pakati pemapato maviri iyaya. Vadare vedu vatiinavo nhasi tina Dr. Chipo Dendere vanodzidzisa zvematangirwo enyika paWellesley College kuMassachusetts. Tina Reverend Dr. Isaac Mwase vanove board member yeAfrican Immigrant Caucus rinovesangano rinomirira zvizvarwa zveAfrica zviri muno muAmerica. Pamusoro pazvo tina vaRaffle Mutombeni vanoonawo zvematongerwo enyika vatiinavo muchirongwa chedu parizvino. Totanga nekunzwa kubva kuna Dr. Dendere kuti munoti nemamiriro akaita zvino tichitarisa sarudzo yegore rino.
Kuno kuAmerica aiwa tingati kwatiri isusu vanodzidza nezvematongerwo enyika nhasi mutambo mukuru. Zvinhu zviri kufamba asi zviri kufamba zvishoma shoma pane makore ekare. Ino kava nemabalance mazhinji akauya netsamba zvinoreva izvo kuti vanhu vazhinji vakavhota vachitumira mabalance avo kana kuti vakaenda kumapolling stations avo before nezuro. Saka kana voverenga mabalance zvavanoita vanotanga saka vakatanga nevanhu vavhota musi waNovember 3 kana vapedza iwayo vototanga kuverenga maearly votes. Saka maearly votes ndovachiri kuuya sokumveko zvino kuti kuPennsylvania for example kune mavotes almost 1.2 million asati averengwa. Kana iwayo achinga averengwa kuda zvinogona kutora Pennsylvania kubva kuna vaTrump ichiiswa kuna vaBiden asi hatisati tazira. Kunevada vati vachati kupedzisa kuverenga ivo mangwana. KuMichigan panapedzisa kutarisa vanga vakasiyana ne 0.3% 0.3% nevakateerera. Saka mavhota achiri kuverengwa mchana mchana.
Thank you so much, Dr. Dendere. Maybe Chris, you can go to Dr. Mwase.
Yes, Dr. Mwase, you have seen the way that the election has been going so far. What's your take?
I think my colleague is having a poor connection.
We are experiencing a situation that had been anticipated by a lot of analysts. There was a strong possibility that the election would come down to the counting of ballots cast before. I mailed in my ballot several weeks ago, and in a number of the swing states, those ballots still have to be counted. As a board member of the African Immigrant Caucus, we urged people to exercise their right to vote. We encourage people to be involved in the political process in a nonpartisan way. Everybody is now waiting with bated breath for the counting of these ballots. I don't know whether it will take a few days or it might take longer. And what we are urging people is to be patient with the process, to let the process unfold the way it does, not to listen to any early and premature claims of victory from either candidate, but to wait until the whole process has taken run its course.
Yes, thank you so much, Dr. Mwase. We know it.
Yeah,
Mr. Tombeni, can you hear me?
Yes, but you are breaking.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, Mr. Tombeni, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yes, Mr. Tombeni, we are talking elections. You know, that's the topic of the day. That's what's happening. And that's what the whole world is looking at right now. What's your take?
Yes, what Dr. Mwase said, it has been highly anticipated that this is going to be what it is today, when there was no clear-cut kind of a winner in the first hours of the counting. So we are not surprised.
Chris, our network is poor.
Yeah, it's only yours, Jonga. I can hear all the guests properly.
Yes. I'm saying.
Yes.
We anticipated this, and it's unfolding exactly like what we anticipated, that at the end of the day, the results are not going to be announced immediately after the counting, but it is going to take some time, a day or two or three or more, as long as if there are still ballots to be counted. So people should be prepared to wait and be patient about it. That's what I can tell you right now.
Thank you so much. Jonga, you still have Dr. Dendere?
Connection here.
Yeah, you have a really bad connection. But anyway, I'll go to Mr. Dr. Mwase. Dr. Mwase, last night we watched Joe Biden giving a speech. I don't know whether to say it's an acceptance speech because he didn't accept anything. He was just, showing his optimism that he's on the road to win. And then later on, we had the president himself saying pointedly that he has won and he's taking the matter to court, the Supreme Court. What's your take on that?
Well, again, these postures had been anticipated, and analysts were very clear that people would need to hear the candidates and make a judgment, yes. not to and make a decision not to rush to judgment. All the ballots have to be counted. The candidates with putting their best feet forward in assessing what was happening. And it is important for the public to be patient with the process, not accept any early declarations of victory until all the ballots have been counted. I'm part of a ministerial group as a pastor here in Baltimore, where we are urging people to pray for the process and encouraging people to prepare for the process of healing the nation, whatever the outcome of the election becomes.
Thank you so much, Chonga.
Thank you so much. Dr. Dendere, I'm sorry the phone got cut off, but Dr. Mercy was talking of healing the nation after the elections. I think you heard what he just said. What's your take there?
Americans history.
I think our guest, you heard what Dr. Dendere just said. Mr. Mtombeni, Dr. Dendere said that the most important thing is for the economy to be, what people expect to get jobs, create jobs, and that the healing that the nation needs in terms of what other people may say is against some other races, like the government would be accused of not being a tolerant or sensitive for other races. Mr. Mtombeni.
Yeah, true. The notion of healing the nation is very important because the elections are a very good sign that the country is seriously divided. So therefore, there is need for healing the nation and uniting the people. I think that message should be the message that should be preached, because there is no need for chaos, because this country is not a country that is a small or not an important country. It's a very important country in the world. It holds the example of democracy around the world. So therefore, I agree that we should preach healing. The speeches that were made yesterday were very clear that there is still continuity. Unfortunately, the president declared what he declared to be a winner. But unfortunately, it's like somebody who's running a race and then you run one lap and then you say you have won the race. So I don't think so. We should be patient and we should be in a position to let the system and let the everything unfolds. Every vote should be counted. Every vote is important. That's what I think.
Tom, I say, what Mr. Mtombeni has said, America is a democracy, a model of a democracy that is almost 200 years old. But we have seen some disturbing things and heard, news that you wouldn't have expected to come from the United States. Like the threats of violence and so forth. What do you make of all that?
The United States is indeed a very important country for the welfare of all the inhabitants of our small
planet. I can't
hear
you. I don't know. Ntombe, can you hear him?
Yes.
You can? Okay. All right. Go ahead, sir.
The United States is a very important country for the health of the whole planet, because it controls a significant amount of the economy that defines our small planet. And so what happens here affects everybody. And it's part of the reason why when, as a result of the systemic racism that is surfaced in law enforcement, you found with the Black Lives Matter movement, it became catapulted. Even the English Premier League recognized that this is a very important step to take to send the message that all people are equal and all people need to be treated right. And so what happens here in the United States affects everybody around the globe. And it becomes very, very important for leadership at all levels of American life, from the highest office, the presidency, to the legislators, to the governors, to the mayors, to the leaders in the economy, in companies, to civic organizations, that everybody be working for a more perfect union. This country is not perfect. At its birth, it was not perfect. As it has continued to unfold over the years, it hasn't been perfect. And so the work of continually renewing the institutions and the life of this country continues. And that work doesn't stop, and it doesn't stop with an election. And this election just emphasizes to us that there's quite a lot of work to do in order to have a more just society.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Dr. Mase. Dr. Dendere, many people were asking about this electoral college and another matter, that of the popular vote, the difference between those two, or you can explain about those two issues.
Electoral college, it's some people have called it eminent from the past. Initially, the electoral college was introduced such as to outcomes from the bigger states and the smaller states. So one way for our viewers to think about it is that urban states, so states that have bigger urban centers, let's say Hungary, for example, will be more populated and the states than the states that have more rural populations. For example, while it has busy electoral college votes, as you can imagine, those don't carry the same weight as the 11 or 12 or 13 that might come from a rural state like Arkansas or Indiana. So then the strategy for Republicans has always been, especially in this election, to get as many of the small states as possible. So to get as many of the rural states as possible. And the way it works is that whoever gets the majority, so if someone gets 50.1% of the votes in a particular state, then they get all the electoral college votes. So even if the election is very close, like 49-51, whoever has 51 will get all the electoral college votes. Mm-hmm. And because of that, it's likely that whoever gets all of these small states usually wins. In the past, it's always been the case that whoever gets the most electoral college votes always also had the popular vote, which is Mavoti Ewe Ushinji. But that changed in 2016. This election, however, it remains unclear because we still have a number of big states that have not yet established which way they're going.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Dr. Dendere. Ndofunga vamutombene ucele kukhuluma kuti zvataurwa na Dr. Dendere in Sindebele.
Oh, yeah, uti lapha iwulami kuya ngeqa mbijana okunye akuzwakali kakhulu. Uti yena ama electoral college le iya ngokuthi i-state nge-state abavotileyo kukhona lokho kuthiwa yi-popular vote akulabantu abaningi abavotileyo. Kuyaba labantu abaningi abavotileyo bevotela upresident kodwa ke ubuningi babo bungatsho lutho. Kuya kuthi ngokuya ngokuphawulwa kwama ama-electoral votes la ngesithi ngestate lo ozuze amavotes loba kuseduzane nje ukuthi 49.1 yena lo osethatha konke sethethanyela konke nxa kuyi 10 sethatha 10 konke ama electoral votes akhona ona lawo. So ke yiwumahluko okhona esiwubonayo phakathi kokuvotiswa kwalapha eMelika lokuvotiswa kwezinye indawo. Angithi kwezinye indawo sazi ukuthi lo zuze amavotes amaningi nguye oba ngupresident. Lapha kakunjalo kuya ngokuthi khona lo ozuze ama-electoral votes amaningi nguye oba ngupresident loba ebe labantu abaningi abamvoteleyo. Yiwumahluko wakhona khona kona.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mtombeni. We also have Mr. Regis Charumbira, who is the ZANU-PF North America chairperson. Charumbira, how gam chere mchirongwa chedu?
Thank you very much, Sinote.
Yes, tipe ufungwa zenyu wa Charumbira ne mafambiro arikwa sarudzo muno ma America. Nakuti kazhinji vanhu vanenge vachiona sarudzo vanodzenzanisa nezvinenge zvichiitika kuZimbabwe kana kuti vachiti dai zvakadai zviri zvichiitikawo musarudzo dzekwa kumusha.
Ndinotenda ndokupai nechikaranga. Munoda kuti nditaure nei?
Taurai mururimi rwamunoda vacharumbira.
Okay, the Gandhi Tangani, I'll start in English. I think at this point, America. Okay, so I'm clear now. Okay, thank you. So I think, thank you very much to the other panelists. Thank you very much. Yes, I think I would say at this point in time, America being the mother of so-called democracy, and the rule of law, this is when we are going to see the test of it. And we are yet to see the best out of the best. As we look from the time of the elections, of the campaigns and the debates, we saw that both Biden and Trump never wanted to concede defeat if one loses. So now with the way things are happening, it's like it's happening, I would say, the African way, or I would say the Zimbabwean way, where elections are done by ballots and they're mailed. We see that when you are mailing ballots, it takes time for them to arrive to the senders where they are supposed to be counted. And by doing so, there's a lot of irregularities that can actually play there. And this is when we are going to see that in Zimbabwe, when people are complaining that some ballots have not arrived or there were things that were happening along the way from the electorate to where the ballots are supposed to be counted or the election center, this is where we are going to see if that's also going to be a problem in America, which has already started to be a problem. So now we see that we as African countries, for example, in Zimbabwe, what we've been doing throughout the time to have elections be shipped from where people vote to where they are supposed to be counted, of which we did not do that, I think, in the past election, where we were counting votes right there, where people are actually voting. But now, because of coronavirus in America, we see that people had no choice but to send those ballots that were already voted. So we will see how that is going to turn out. And I don't think if you listen to the statements that were given last night by Trump and Biden, I don't think that it was proper for them to even give a statement. Really, to be honest with you, what was the reason for those statements? Both statements, to me, didn't really, they were not called for. Because you cannot claim that you have won, or you cannot claim that we are winning this election while votes are being counted. But both of you, you want to be the president of the biggest country in the world, and you are already, what if you lose? So you can actually tell here that if Biden loses or Trump loses, there is going to be chaos already, and I'm sure you know that there's already protests in Washington. There are already protests today, and people are already protesting. And we know there's a lot of people who are ready that if this side loses, we are going to do this and that. So that's another thing. Now we go to the remaining states, the votes from the remaining states: Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, and I think we have Georgia there. So you see that in Georgia. And some of these places, the way they were saying it when they started releasing the results was that the mail-in ballots results are the ones that are actually are the results we have. However, it was not the case now. If you look into Georgia, they were actually saying they changed things. The mail-in ballots are the ones that are going to be coming probably until Thursday or Friday. So, If you are a United States of America, even though COVID is there, but you're not going to release the elections from Monday, you are not going to release the election, I think, from Tuesday, you're not going to release the elections from Thursday or Friday. Then when a small country like Zimbabwe is doing that, you already quickly to say there's already manipulation of votes. So, you see, I kind of don't really understand the democracy that shall sometimes America really talk about. But, you know, we are yet to see the best Thank of the you. Best. That's why you see Trump was fighting hard to fill up the Supreme Court seat for the judge who passed away there. And this is now the reason why. Because you would see that's why every country, the president or the incumbent always want to have control of the Supreme Court in the event that things like this happen. It will be on their protection. I don't know if I have time to put it in Shona, but I think I will end here. Thank you.
Yeah, no, tinokudzosera muchauya nemuchisane Shona. Tisane nauna Christy Mwangwa, Dr. Dendere, kuti munoti nezvataurwa navacharumbira. Taura henyu Dr. Dende.
Democracy in America is a simba. I'm sorry for putting value. We are sorry for the equipment. We are not going to talk to our own. We are just going to our own window. You know, this is what I'm going to do from post office. I said that I'm going to send it to my mother. I'm going to do it. 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 I'm
Thank you so much, Dr. Mase. Chris, sorry, Dr. Dendere, I'm mixing up. Sorry, that's Dr. Chipo Dendere. Chris?
Yes, Jonga. So let me get back to Mr. Charumbira. Mr. Charumbira, are you saying that the democracy that you're seeing is not the kind of democracy that you would think Zimbabwe should have?
Well, you know what? Yes, I don't think so. Because when you are a country who preaches democracy to the whole world, that things are supposed to be done in this manner, right? But at this point, you are putting yourself at test, right? Why are we having already people protesting in the United States today in Washington about the elections? Is that not what happens to other countries like Zimbabwe? Same thing. So what are we doing about this as America? Why are these things happening in the country that preaches democracy or the mother of democracy? And also, as the leaders, for example, Trump was tweeting already that they are trying to steal our votes. The Supreme Court should get involved. Is that what we call democracy? Is this what we expect from the mother of all democracy? It doesn't matter whether Trump is, sometimes people say he is not, people say he's not political or whatever, but he's the president of the country. And we are not grouping Americans according to their ability, but he is the president of the country right now, and he is saying these things. So what is the difference? I need to know the difference between what usually happens in a small country like Zimbabwe and what is happening in America right now, and why is this happening in America?
Yes, but the fact that it had to be allowed to go on, remember in our own country we have cancelled the by-elections for whatever reason, but the United States went ahead with the elections despite the coronavirus and so forth. What's your take, Mr. Mtombe?
Well, like we are grappling with this democracy and the fact that, you know, we can't compare the two, as it were, because if we try to compare the two, like we compare what is happening here in America as compared to what is happening in Zimbabwe, these are two different scenarios and two different worlds. If it was in Zimbabwe, we couldn't have had this chance of prolonging the elections to count all the votes. We could be maybe in a situation where somebody has already won the election. And then that's one difference that I see. Because, for example, the previous elections that we had, which were held, it's history now anyway, don't hold me for that, but we held the results for over up to 30 days or so before announcing who won the election. And then, well, we can't compare that with what we have here. We are disturbed, of course, with what is happening because the United States have been preaching this democracy and the rule of law and all these things. But we are at a point where, like the other speaker said, to see how they handle this situation right now. But so far, to me, it's good. So far, so good. Because as long as when the ballots are being counted and somebody is going to win this election between the two,
Thank you so much. I think
can I respond quickly?
Before you respond, let's hear what Dr. Dendera wanted to say so that you can respond both questions or contributions. Dr. Dendera.
So you see, I think when people are confused on what democracy means. Democracy doesn't mean that individual leaders or individuals in a country will not act recklessly. In fact, this was the whole premise behind the American Constitution, right? That the founding fathers in America understood very clearly that men are not angels. And so we cannot leave men to govern without guidance. So Trump and Biden can behave however they choose to behave. The real test for American democracy is whether or not the institutions can protect the democracy. So we might hope that the president will stop tweeting. We might hope that Biden will say X, Y, Z. But the real test for democracy is whether or not the institutions, right? So whether the legislature, the judiciary, the lower courts, the higher courts, the people that have been selected, that each of those institutions is able and willing to protect democracy. And I think they are. I think Trump can say what he says, Biden can say what he says, but at the end of the day, the process is the process. And I think that's what matters, right? Whether in Zimbabwe, if there was enough freedom in Zimbabwe where anyone could say whatever they want, but we would still believe in our institutions. We would still believe that the police would behave like the police, the soldiers would behave like the soldiers, the courts are free and independent, that people would not get arrested for saying so-and-so is corrupt, you know? That is what makes a difference in a democracy, whether or not institutions are willing to protect individuals. Now, I completely understand that this is a test for American democracy and that America has some deep thinking to do, but I wouldn't throw out the baby with the bathwater on this one. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Dr. Dendera. Chris, I think Mr. Charumbira can continue.
Yes.
Thank you. I think Dr. Dendera, the name, Dr. I'll just
Mr. Charumbira.
Yes. Am I clear? You can hear me, Chris?
Yes, I can. Thank Chonga, you. I can hear him.
Thank you. Right. Dr. Dendera.
Dendera.
Yes, okay, Mr. Charumbira can continue. You can go ahead.
Yeah. So I will say, Doctor, let's agree here. What is democracy? Democracy starts with the way we elect our leaders. That's democracy. How we elect the leader who should lead a nation is that's where democracy starts from. And if we make a mistake in how we elect those leaders, this is the way we have problem with democracy. Now, I want to say, I want to take you to what happened in year 2000 in Florida. The George Bush Al Gore a recount that took 36 days to release the elections. And what happened there is that Gore was told to just concede, but there was fraud there. And we all know, the whole world know that there was fraud in Florida in the year 2000. Al Gore won the election, but he was told to just concede. And this is to do with the electoral votes and the popular votes. So now what we are saying is, what happened, doctor, what happened in year 2000? It was a test of democracy, my sister. And we are yet to see this again this time. And I tell you something. Donald Trump has never been, he's not a loser. He says that I've never lost before. That's why he won this past election. And he will fight hard, using the Supreme Court to make sure that he will not lose this election. And that is going to happen. And this is why I'm saying, when you are talking about democracy, we need to understand the fundamentals, the things that we put together to come up with the name democracy. It's a complex of ideas as far as governance is concerned. And this is what I wanted to say to that. Now, we are talking about the rule of law as well. We've been seeing the violation of human rights in the United States leading to this election, and we are going to see more. You go to New York right now, a lot of companies, businesses, They've barricaded their buildings because they are afraid that this election might turn out to be violent. So they've barricaded their buildings, their properties. Why are they doing this? We don't do this in Zimbabwe. So listen, we have to be proud of Zimbabwe, regardless of cities we have in our country. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Mr. Chonga, you're back?
Yes, that's okay. I can go ahead.
Okay. Mr. Mthombeni, you heard what our guest has just said. What do you make of the situation, the political situation or the democracy that is in America? When you look back, do you think it's degenerating, or there's nothing? It's just a case of the president maybe being a bit like what he has always been saying, that is not a politician. Or what do you make of that?
Well, I think I would wait for the next 4 years to comment, because at the moment, I can say the democracy in America is shaky, but when the winner wins the elections, then we can then see that it's either still holding or it's gone. Because whoever will win is going to either restore the writing or mess even worse than what it is now. But at the moment, I think it's holding with all the problems that arise, you know, that go with it, like the systematic racism and all this police brutality and all these things. It's there, but you know, I don't want to defend it as perfect. It's not perfect at all, but I think it's holding at the moment. Ask me after 4 years.
Okay, thank you so much. Just a quick update. The results have come in Michigan. Not, of course, the total result, but there are some ballots that have come in, and they are showing that former Vice President Joe Biden is now leading by a certain margin, which I'm not really quite clear for the time being, but the new votes have increased his tally. Now, back to you, Chonga. We still have Dendere on the line, right?
Yes, Dr. Dendere is still on the line.
Okay. Maybe she can tell us if she thinks that democracy in the U.S. is dying, or it's a case of some individuals who are making it appear like it's not democracy at all. It's just like a third world country.
Dr. Dendere?
No, we, as students of democracy, we talk about that democracy is constantly in challenge, that democracy is the best form of governance other than everything else that's out there, right? That the other options are pretty deadly. So we have this imperfect system that requires for people to continue to perfect it. And what I like about what I'm seeing from this U.S. election, unlike 2016, is that individual voters have recognized that democracy depends heavily on their participation. So this election, we've seen a huge, 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 huge voter turnout than we did in 2016, and that's critical. So democracy is really about the people, it's about the institutions, and it's about individuals being able to take what they need for their future. Now, American democracy has had many episodes of being tested. So I know Mr. Turunga mentioned the election in 2000, but we could even go back, right? We could talk about the Nixon era, we could talk about McCarthyism, we could talk about the civil rights era, slavery, all of that. And so I think America is a country that's willing to continue perfecting itself. Now, look at this. This is what I think about America. The entire world gets to see their dirty laundry. Like, we are all looking at their elections, the from all over the world, that those of us who are in America, we can speak as we wish, and we're not afraid that we'll sleep in some jail tonight. So it's not perfect, but I think it does set an example of where we need to be as a global community if we so choose to believe that democracy is the best among the West.
Mm. Thank you so much, Dr. Dendere. I think Mr. Charumbira was having problems hearing us. I'm not sure whether that is corrected. Mr. Charumbira, can you hear us?
Mr. Charumbira?
Mr. Jonga, I can't hear anybody anymore.
We can hear you. Maybe you can reboot your computer.
Hello?
Maybe. Yes, you can reboot your computer while we wait for Mr. Charumbira. Mr. Mtombe, maybe you can come in there.
Well, like I said, I think I agree with the last speaker over as to when we try to analyze the democracy. Democracy is like a vehicle, you know, where, like any other, it can be a democracy or it's not democracy at all, which is, could be something else, which is socialism or other. But when we look at what we term democracy, we are looking at and some kind of exemplary in governance, where, you know, it's not kind like dictatorship, where somebody detects everything that they should be done A, B, C, D, like in the army or whatever. But it is a system where people participate with checks and balances. So I think democracy is still holding in this country. As it is right now, they are exercising their democracy by extending these elections, counting these votes, and waiting for these results. I think it's democracy to me that they're doing that. Because in other than democracy, there could be something different by now, which could be a declaration of somebody declaring himself as a winner and stuff like that. The actions that the president is taking are the actions that make some questions, you know, make people question, is this really democracy or he is doing something else? So basically, overall, I think there is democracy in this country.
Mm. Thank you so much, Mr. Mtombeni. Dr. Dendere, ndo ya kwa mwiri kutungo sanangura ne shona. Tiri kundwa nyaye utongo wechekerere ndo imwe inoyanyo simu kwa ne wanu ku Zimbabwe. Vachi tiki sana vega imu munga madande mtande matita pai. Vamuachiti mu Amerika mune utongo wechekerere. Vamuachiti amuna vachienza nisa. Vachishorokonza kuta Amerika zvainoita inotunga ichityora kodzero dzevanhu vachienzanisa one Zimbabwe ichingoita vice versa zvi zvamungataurawo imi pamusoro pazvo tichibuda kubva musarudzeti
ndinoti hatikwanisi kuzvitarisa kuti aya zvakafanana kuti maorange nemaorange kana kuti maorange nemapotato chandinoona ndechekuti vanhu vemuamerica vane zvavanotarisira munyika yavo kuti nyika yavo inofanirwa kunge ichitungamirira iri bheta ende dzimwe nguva vanhu vanoona kunge America iri kusarira kumashure kuchirevera maamerican kuti tinotarisira zvakanyanyisa kunaka kubva kuamerica nekuti nyika yava ne more than 300 years vachita ma elections vachita democracy saka ichokwadi kuti inofanira kunge iri nani ichokwadi kuti magotero evanhu anga asingafanirwi kunge achishungurudza zvaaita mavote by mail zvanga zvisingafanirwi kunge zvine confusion zvanga zvichifanira kungotevedzera kana zvinoitika kuna naeurope kuti vanhu vanongovhota kana musi wakarewo zviri fasi inogona kunge yakaida iri holiday asi tadarowozve tinoti america iri mberi pane zimbabwe nekuti inyika yatiri kuti dai yagadzirisa yazvinatsirudza kuzimbabwe tiri kutoona kuti marights evanhu kutonga kwakajekeresa kwacho kuri kutodzokera kumasure nekumasure nekumasure after 2017 paya vanhu vaitarisira vachiti aiwa iko zvino zimbabwe yaakukwanisa kuenda mberi taakufanirwa kuzvigadzirisa zvese zvatanga tatadza kuita 37 years asi kana takatarisa kubva ipapo nanhasi tiri kuona kuti utongo hwemasoja huri kuramba vaenda mujere majournalists nevamwe vanotaura pamusoro pezvehurumende vawandisa saka kuzimbabwe dambudziko reito nderekuti tiri kutodzokera kumasure ende hapana opportunity yekuti tingakwanise kuzvigadzirisa nekuti vari kutonga vacho vakwanise kutaura zvavanoda kuti zvigadzirisa vasingadi kusungwa kana kurohwa kana kupererwa neupenyu hwavo chaivo.
Mutombe nyanyizo
ya
ingani California vikatile manje wena ngamafishane ngesintu ungasitshela ukuthini ngokhetho lolu nxa olukhangele impumela yakhona esiphumile losokwenza ke
engakutsho mna yikuthi njengoba besikhangelele ukuthi engxenye kuzakuthi ama-states la lama-electoral votes ahle kube lamanye aphumayo athi kya ukuthi kusiyafika engxenye kubo 12:00 to 1:00 AM izolo kumbe namhla ekuseni bekuzawube kuvele sekuphumile ukuthi onqobileyo ngoba kodwa ke besivele sikukhangelele futhi ukuthi kungenzakala ukuthi kube ngutshiki lobhanga khonapho yikho ke mina mbona ngathi nxa kuyikuthi bakuvumele ukuthi uqhubeke ukuze amavoti wonke abalwe ozuza i-270 electoral votes leziyana abe nguye okuthiwa khona usewinile akukhatshana kodwa nxa ukukhangela ama-states laseleyo angu-6 okusabalwa khona ama-vote oyedwa uzaphuma khona lophana ngeza ke ngikhombe umuntu engithi ngulo ozaphuma then konke khona lokho esikukhulumayo khona lapha kuzabe sokupheli ngoba kungavele oyedwa achaye i-270 electoral votes leziyana then sekuphelile omunye uyaphuma ehofisini nxa kade ekhona omunye uyangena ehofisini kade engekho yikho ke ngibona ngathi mina ngaleyo ndlela idemokrasi yakhona ilokhu isesekuplay ilokhu iqhubeka isiya phambili ngoba akusoze kume ngenxa yokuthi kufanele ukuthi kube khona ozuza 270 electoral votes lapha.
Okay. Hayi bezwakala sibongile Jonga.
Yes, regaiti ndwe kuna vacharumbira vanenge vadzoka vacharumbira. Makuti ndiwe.
Yes. Ndirikunzwa acha izvo.
Yes. Vacharumbira nguva dzinenge dzakuda kuchimanya. Vakatoda kunzwa mashoko enyu amungataura pamusoro pemamiriro akaita sarudzo yezvino. Tichiona kuti vanhu vachakamirira hapasi muno muamerica chete pasi rose tiri kuwana mashoko kubva kuna vanhu vakasiyana siyana vari kubvunzwa zvamira sei ikoko izvi zvamungavataurira pari zvino pane zvamuri kuona
ya thank you I think chandingataura ndechekuti kana maresults ese asati auya macitizens anofanira kungova patient kwakumirira maresults ese maresults ouya then kana pane zvitaugwa zvine zviripo zvinofanira kuzoitwa kana maresults ese apinda vanenge vachi vane vanenge vane zvibingiridzo zvavo vozochuya nazvo ma polls esa avhagwa ma results esa itwa brought in. I think ndo zvandingataura in English. I'll say I think it's vital that all citizens in the United States, including those that are campaigning, that were campaigning, they are to wait for the results before any allegations that we have been stolen, our election has been stolen, or whatever. Let's wait and see what will be the irregularities after every vote has been booked in. That way, especially for United States, since it is the mother of democracy, it will be important for them to lead by example, because right now they are not an example as far as democracy is concerned in a lot of ways. They are actually looking like they are a developed country in terms of democracy, to be honest with you, in terms of human rights, etc., etc. So now that the election is about to be concluded, we are expecting maturity. We are expecting, especially the leaders to calm down their people, their parties, their supporters, until all votes are counted. And then we can talk about irregularities if they are there. And also, the way that they should discuss, or the way that they should do, channel their concerns. It has to be, let it be under the rule of law. They should make sure that anyone who is on the street, aiming to be on the street because of because of their party, anybody who is going on the street to protest on behalf of each party should not do so. We expect Biden and Trump to calm down their supporters so that there is no chaos in the United States, because right now other countries will not follow democracy if they continue to see violations of human rights, especially from the United States, because they talk about other countries, especially Zimbabwe, violating human rights, especially during the time of election. And now it is their turn to show us the way. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you so much. Like my colleague Jonga said, we are coming to the end of the show. I don't know if he's going to be up, but thank you so much for joining us, sir.
Thank you very much, Chris, and thank you so much, everybody.
Okay, you thank take you. Care now. Yes, thank you. Jonga, are you still here? Anyway, I think. Kube le problem. Hayi sibongile kakhulu baba Mthombeni kuba kuhle. Okay, kube le lange lise. Thank you so much. Yes, that was the live talk Diaspora Forum. Thank you for joining us. My name is Chris Gande and my colleague Jonga Kandemiri. Good night, Zimbabwe.
Vatereri veStudio 7 vanotibata pamasaisai esatellite. Tine chiziviso chakakosha. Tinoda kuzivisai kuti VOA Africa muZimbabwe yave nemasaisai matsva anoti SES 5K U band ne C band transponders. Kana muchida kunzwa zvizere, endai pa website yedu ye www.voashona.com kana pa Facebook page yedu ye VOA Shona.